Today we're going to have a little bit shorter of a shiur. This is also going to be a Mirtz Hashem, a two-part. Hopefully we can finish it in two parts, if I don't get too excited. Two-part series. Figured it's appropriate, number one, to get into this mindset and to see the difference between this type of Hasidus versus others is a very, very important one to know. And that is Maimarim of Chabad. Okay? We're going to focus on a Maimar of Lubavitch Rebbe, Zichus Yagen Aleinu, of the last generation, Menachem Mendel Schneerson. And a simpler, shorter one, but a very important one. Some of them are too difficult, too hard, and no less important just because it's shorter and easier. Also, Yad Kislev is coming up, so it's good to get into that Rosh to be able to appreciate that day even more, as there will be stuff going on in Yeshiva. So we'll pass these now. And a Maimer in Chabad, Chassidus, which is different than many other types of Chassidus. It's a lot more mepalpel, a lot more intellectual, usually more Kabbalistic, depending on who you're comparing it to, but it's very order. Everything's written down from the beginning till the end. They have definitely more Sfarim than any other Chassidus printed. In fact, they have their own Kohos, have their own publishing company. We all know Chabad, you know, it's hard to measure the size of Chabad, because who's Chabad and who's not really, but you could assume that it's probably the largest Chassidus in the world. I usually like to say that there's at least three types of Chassidus. There's Pshischa, there's Chassidus, you could say the Maggid, and there's Chabad. It's own world, its own and Yonim, its own everything. They look different, their hats are different, they're not payas, it's all different. Yet, they're extremely important, and something that we should all be able to distinguish. Chabad, when we see something Chabad, we say, that's Chabad. That's a Chabad Torah right there. That's a Chabad pilpul. It's not a var. It's not a this. There's different types of teaching and learning in Chabad, and we're focusing on this one because this is really Chassidus. It's really Chassidus of Chabad. Not just a word in the parasha, not just this. This is called a Maimer. A Maimer, as opposed to a Sicha, which you are probably more familiar with. So a Sicha is given on Shabbos, and your average Sicha, to which the Klal can understand if you have a decent Yiddish, you know. And it's for everyone to understand. A Maimer is very different. The Maimer is more rare. It's only, and Dafka, only given by the Rebbe, whoever's the Rebbe at that time, I mean, all the way going back to the Alter Rebbe. It's something that's prepared for. The Hasidim go to the mikveh more so. They prepare for it. They dress in Shabbos. They stand the entire Maimer. Okay? And it's known that at least this Rebbe now, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, so he would fiddle with like a cloth under the table, like a red cloth, in order so that his neshama shouldn't leave this world. Okay, he'd be sitting, everyone else would be standing, so that he wouldn't go to a level of Lamai Lamala, and he would he just wouldn't be here, he'd go to the Meraimim to Hatzilus. So it's something of a very deep, important thing. Okay, and it's a festivity, it's a big festivity, very intense. Usually by the end of it, the Rebbe's crying of some sort. He's in this emotional level, along with the Hasidim, who are standing the whole time because of cover, because of the amount of this. And it's Torah Min HaShemayim. It's Hasidus. It's Mamash Hasidus, usually almost always quoting the previous things of the previous Rebbe's and adding there. And his first Maimer, 1951, if I'm not mistaken, Basi Lagani, a very, very important one. We're not going to do that one. It's a very difficult one. I'm learning with some guys at night, but we're not even going to finish it this year, and it's only a few pages. It's very difficult. So this is one of the more simpler ones, something that simple yet extremely important to get an idea, to get a taste for what a Maimer is in Chabad. This one was given Tavshin Lamed Vav. What's Tavshin Lamed Vav? Was that 1956? Did I make that up? It's Tavshin Ayin right now. Lamed is 30, so it's 40. It's 56, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty good of me. Well, it's the end of the year, so it's 55, 57, whichever way we go. I don't know. I'm not a math major. Anyway, it was Tavshin Lamed Vav, that's what's important. And it was Chav Chatz even in Parsha Shlach. What's Parsha Shlach talk? What does it talk about? The famous idea in Parsha Shlach. Shlach Lecha, right? What are we sending? It's at the end of that. Meraglim. The Meraglim. Meraglim is a very difficult, in general, not just in Hasidus, in Judaism, it's a very hard thing to understand. Everyone was punished for this, made the wrong decisions, but Moshe was right, and one or two of them was good. We're talking about the Museum of Am Yisrael, and they're making these mistakes. What's going on here? And this idea of sending out, in general, in Hasidus, of Lishloach, to go out, to send out, especially to the Rebbe, who sent Shluchim. That was his thing. He sent Shluchim. That's what the Rebbe is known, you know, one of the greatest things he's known for. You know, Yama Vakedma Tzafona Vanegba. So he talks about this over here. But it's different Hasidus, so it's a lot deeper, a lot more difficult than that. The title of it is called Levushei HaNefesh. Okay, Levushei HaNefesh is the clothing of the soul, which is known in Chassidus as Tanya brings down, Machshava Dibur Maisa. Okay? Machshava is what? Our thoughts, right? Dibur is what? Speech. And Maisa is action. Okay? And that's an order. Machshava Dibur Maisa. And they all, that's an order 1, 2, 3. They all work with each other, right? First you think of something, then you plan it out. Then you physically do it, or you say you're going to do it, right? And then you do it. That's Machshava Dibur Maisa. It's an order. It's not Dibur Machshava Maisa. It's not Machshava Maisa Dibur. Machshava Dibur Maisa. So the Rebbe starts off like this. Chav Chatziv. He says, Vayishlach Yehoshua. Okay? He's talking about a different thing of Meraglim here. Now, there's another Meraglim. Do you know the other Meraglim that happened in Torah? It's a lot of people who don't know Tanakh so don't know this. That's okay. It's in Yeshua. So Yeshua sent Meraglim as well. And Yeshua did it right. Nachon. Exactly. Very good. Very good. And he sent and it was praised. He did everything right. He did the tzivoy perfectly. Now we know the problem with the Meraglim of Moshe Rabbeinu. It mamish didn't work out. Mamash. And let's see what he has to say over here. Remember, this is Chassidim standing up. It's a serious atmosphere. There you can hear a pin drop. Everyone's leaning in to try and hear the words of the Rebbe in Yiddish. Vayishlach Yeshua v'gaymer shneimasa meraglim. Yeshua sends meraglim. It's also the Haftorah of Parsha Shlach, which is interesting. The Tikkun, right? Umuvara b'likutei Torah. So the Alter Rebbe writes in the Likutei Torah, okay, and it's one of the works of the Alter Rebbe on the Parsha and different things like that. Hachilik ben Meraglim Sheshalach Yehoshua la Meraglim Sheshalach Moshe. And he talks about over there the difference between the Meraglim, the spies that Yehoshua sent out, and the spies that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out. Not the simple one that one did it right and one didn't, but he speaks about the Chilik, he talks it out. Div Meraglim Sheshalach Moshe, Ksiv Shlach Lecha. That's how the parsha starts off, right? That the spies that Moshe sent out, so it's written shlach lecha, meaning l'da'atcha, for your knowledge. Ani eni mitzav lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu never commands Moshe Rabbeinu to send out meraglim. The nation says, "Let's go check out the land." It's maybe makes sense. It does make sense to, you know, before you take something over, makes sense definitely militaristically and going out and spying, gathering intelligence and all these things. We do that nowadays, for sure. But he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command him to do it. And that was a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one-on-one over there. If he wanted you to do something, he would tell you to do something almost always. You know, you didn't necessarily have to figure it out. Am Yisrael was so close by Har Sinai and everything with, especially Moshe Rabbeinu, no one has ever been closer. At least with communication with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was like they were kibyachol best friends. It was every other pasuk, it was Vayomar Hashem Moshe, every other pasuk in the Torah. But Shlach Lecha, you want to send it? Go ahead. But I didn't command you to do this. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not command Moshe Rabbeinu. Masha enkin shluchim ragim de Yeshua lo midata el apitzivo Hashem. So the meragim that Yeshua sent out, that was commanded by Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an important chiluk. That's an important chiluk. I think we've spoke about it in the past. I don't remember where we spoke about it. Some piece of chassidah somewhere. I think it was normally Melech of what's yeah, it was normally Melech of what's greater, doing something because you were commanded to, or doing something extra that you're not commanded to do. And the answer is doing something you were commanded to, because that's what you were commanded to do, and that's kvias. The reason we do things in Judaism is because we were commanded to do them, not because it's very nice to go out of that. It's not the wrong thing to do, that's for sure. It's definitely a mitzvah. But someone who can be koveya, someone who can do things on a daily basis, can have a perfect schedule. You wake up at this time, you daven at this time. There's nothing greater than a kvias. Something we all have a difficult time with, but something to strive for of kvias. We know what we've all had it. We've all tried it. And we all know when it works. There's no stopping anything. You suddenly find enough hours in the day, or at dafka, you don't find enough hours in the day because you realize how much you can do. But what? Yeshua is commanded. Moshe Rabbeinu is not to send the meraglim. The od chiluk is another chiluk. The meraglim sheshalach Yeshua hayu rak liYericho, just like you said. The meraglim that Yeshua sent were only to Yericho, right on the border, by the Yarden, right? At least, kind of the border, because we ended up going past there, but officially that was the border. Yericho is right inside Eretz Yisrael, right across the Yarden. And it's all high up, if you've ever been to Yericho, in that area. And what? Menula shel Eretz Yisrael. The door, the keyhole to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, you can see all of Eretz Yisrael from Yericho. You're able to scout out Eretz Yisrael from there. So they went there, they brought their binoculars, they looked around, they gathered the information they needed, and they left. From there, you're able to see the entire land. It's the keyhole to Eretz Yisrael, the manula shel Eretz Yisrael. We know that the meraglim that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out, they went everywhere. They went everywhere. They stopped in Hebron. They went from Metula all the way down to, you know, not a lot, but whatever was the border. Middle of the Negev, I don't remember exactly where. And that's a very important chiluk, especially if we're going to be measuring that out. Fine. Base, the next part. Nekuta sabirze. Here's the point of this explanation. She'at sivoy dechibu sha'aretz, the commandment to take over the land, okay? This is a maimer and it's a chassidah. So he's talking about ruchnias, really. Doesn't, I don't know if it brings it here. It has a few things in my version that he's referring to Ruchnias here. Most Jatzivu dechibush haaretz, that the commandment that Kadosh Baruch Hu to take over Eretz Yisrael who kichol atzivim b'Torah, like all commandments in the Torah, inyon nitzchi b'chol dor v'ador. Okay, it's something that is commanded to us from generation to generation. The tzivoy to take over Eretz Yisrael has not left. Okay, maybe there will be who argue with this or not, but. Definitely, the Baal Shem beholds a chibush haaretz is a mitzvah till this day. Okay, but again, he's discussing chassidus is divrei ruchnias more. But that as well, like all tzivoy, all commandments in the Torah, it's something that's nitzchi b'chol dor v'ador. Even michias amalek, there are other ways to do it. Dechol echad v'echad miYisrael tzarich lichbosh kol hakochos v'hanyanim. The gufo v'nafsho of behemus. Here you guys at the chassidus. Each and every one of us in Am Yisrael, we're all commanded to do this chibush. Okay? All of us. Whether we're in the army or not, or this or that, and whether we have our opportunity or not, even in Gullus, in, you know, five generations ago. So they also had this. They had this. But what? They have a kibush, and they have the strength within them to be chovesh of their gufo and nafsho behemus. What's a gufo? Your body and your nafsho habehemus. What's your nafsho behemus? So this is time. Your nefesh and mezuzah is two different nefesh that we have. Nefashos that we have. Okay? This is the nefesh ruchanus and the nefesh behamus. Okay? Behamus is what? What's that mean? Animal, or animalistic one. Now, doesn't mean it's an animal. Okay, that's the word that's used, but it's the more in this world as opposed to the nefesh that comes up from over there. So he says the commandment here, at least for us, that we have, is to be in control, to be chibush, to be chovesh, our goof and nefesh bahamas, to be able to control our, to be in control of it. And not that some other yetzer hara, and the nefesh bahamas should think of the nefesh bahamas. That's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to be in control of those worldly things. And that is referred to when he says, chibush, Eretz Kanan. Eretz Kanan is referred to these gufo, nefesh bahamas. That's that idea. Why? Because Eretz Kanan is that physical thing that needs to be taken over. Okay? That needs to be, not only that, but it's Eretz Kanan. Not Eretz Yisrael yet. It's not Eretz Yisrael yet. It's not Israel yet. It's Eretz Kanan. It is literally not yet Kadosh. It's from God. But it's not yet Kadosh. And we need to be Mekadosh. We need to be in charge of it. We need to take it over. And we need to be Mekadosh. V'la'asotam kelim le'elokus. And like he says, just like we just said, and to make for them, to give it kelim, to give it vessels of God. To give it godly vessels, meaning to turn Eretz Kanaan and make it into Eretz Yisrael. That's being chovesh. And that's with everything. That's to turn a table into a tish. That's to turn wine into kiddush. To be mekadesh, worldly things. To take our bodies and to bring them to the mikvah. It's all these things to be mekadesh. Okay? It's not just a Hasidus idea. Hasidus is very strong about it. But I think modern Orthodoxy talks about these things as well. You can be Mekadesh the Mada. You can do these things. It's a very important idea in Judaism in general. Now, the question is, how much do we be Mekadesh, right? The Gra would say, it's a table that is in choices of God. Great, fantastic. Go learn Torah. And the Baal Shem Tov would say, no, you can turn that table into a tish. So it's a machlokas of what? But you can definitely be Mekadesh. The distinction between Yericho and the rest of the land, of seeing the whole land, like Moshe Rabbeinu's miraglim did, benefesh ha'adamu. So it's also in our nefesh, this chiluk. Di Yericho hu gimel halavushim machshava dibur amaisa. Yericho is representative of these three clothings of the soul, okay, levushim are nefesh, levushim, which are known, as we spoke about before a little bit, machshava, dibur, and maisa. So now we just looked at an idea. It's brought simply in Tanya, and it's a very important idea, that the levushim, the outer clothing, what the nefesh is clothed inside, how it expresses itself in this world, the way it looks to us, is through these three/one things, which is machshava, and dibur, and maisa. That's how the nefesh expresses itself. The nefesh bahamas, right? Anything we do comes off. Whether we decide to do them is a different story. But that is how it expresses itself in this world. And it's even brought down. He's not just saying these things. It says, ki yericho, I don't know if it's in your foot. Yeah, it is. Ki yericho, humi lashon reach. Ki yericho comes from this lashon of reach, of smelling, physically. V'levushim shayachim l'reach. And the vushim have its own taste, its own smell. And it's brought, it's hinted to in the Zohar, and the word says, berecha de levushaychu. The smell of the levushim, levushaychu. Okay? That's what it's connected to in the Zohar. It brings down over here in the footnote, look what the Torah brings it down, and it's also in Or Torah. Zohar shomet de barbe levushim, kipsh, this is not on your sheet, it's actually in the back, but the Zohar's in the back. Simply, meaning it's not like a Kabbalistic idea here necessarily. It brings down the Zohar. It sounds funny to say that in a sentence, but simply, clothing and smell come together. And with all of Ushim in general, the Reach is Shaykh to the Levush. Umachshava, Dibur Maisa, Nikra B'Shem Yericho, Yericho, Milashin Reach, this is Zohar, by the way. That Yericho is called after Lashon Reach, Gam Lifnei Achibush, even before the Chibush Eretz Yisrael, Vafil Lifnei Shiluch HaMeraglim Sham, even before the Meraglim went there, Yericho was Shayach to Reach. Okay? Back to what we were talking about. So these Gimel Levushin of Machshava, Dibur, Maise is Yericho. It's connected to this Yericho. And who sent them Ragam to Yericho? Yeshu ben Nun. The Klala Sa'aretz, the rest of the land, okay, which is the Eretz Sheva Amamin, the land of the seven nations that we have a mitzvah to be Chovesh, right? A mitzvah to take them over, which they're all sitting in the rest of the land. Eretz Kanaan. Heim hamido sheva adam. These are the midos that a man has. Okay? You say the sheva midos. For many reasons, these are the midos. We're not going to get too deep into it. But once again, we have Yericho, which is representative of Machshava Dibur Maaseh, which are the levushim of the soul, the how it expresses itself. And then you have the Eretz Sheva Amin, meaning the entire land, the Klalos Aretz, which is the midos of a person. Okay? His midos. Kas, Gaiva, Ahava, Yira, these are midos, right? Vizeo, and these are things that you don't see, things that are not that can maybe be shown through Machshava Dibur Maaseh, but these are things that are within a person, that are built within a person. Vizeo Masha Tziva Li Yoshua Lishloach Meraglim Hayusha Yelchu Rak Li Yericho. And Yoshua, this is what Yoshua did. He was commanded to send Meraglim. He sent them Rak, the only, to Yericho, to check the land from there, to get up on the tallest mountain over there by Yericho, Mitzpe Yericho, let's say, and to take a look over there. And get whatever you can from there, but not to go around to the entire nation. Again, what's Yericho? Machshava Dibur Maaseh. Ki Machshava Dibur Maaseh heim birishu so shel adam. Machshava Dibur Maaseh are in our power. It's our choice. We decide usually what we think, and if definitely whether to discuss it or to think about it, and definitely whether or not to do it. These are literally our choices in this world. It's how we express our things. Every choice that we have falls into one of these categories, if not all these categories. Because that's how we show ourselves. That's how we express ourselves. It's in our rishus. That every person needs, like Yericho, because it is nourishes, it's in your power, and you can have control over it. So you need to look, go up to the tallest mountain, and take a look at your capabilities, what you shouldn't be doing, how you can express yourself, and the best way to do it, and to make sure they're kulam lahavaya. They're all for the best reasons, and that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be an Oved Hashem. That's in our power. We know ourselves. If we took a step back and thought about these things and think about these things, so it's definitely in our power, we can definitely make the decision to do the right and the wrong thing. That's for sure. It says the Rebbe, "Masha'ein ken amidos shebelev, einim b'rishusa shokol adam." But the midos in a person are not necessarily in our rishus. Okay, a person is born angrier than other people. He can work on it. It's a process. But these midos are not. I mean, Avram was a hava, and Yitzchak was yira, and that's who they were as people. That doesn't mean they didn't have any yira. Of course, they were tzaddikim. Just like us. Tzaddikim. But it's not in the same power that you can, in an instant, make a split decision and change your course based on your decision. No, it's an avoda. It's a real avoda. To change your mido is not necessarily b'shuso shel kol adam. Not every person can do it. It's just not possible. Did tzaddikim dafka libam bereshusam? Tzaddikim and dafka tzaddikim, only tzaddikim, okay? Not everyone's a tzaddik. Whatever tzaddik, type of tzaddik we're talking about. But tzaddikim, it is in their reshusam. Their heart is in their reshus, they're able to control it. We're talking tzaddikim now, real tzaddikim. V'lachem b'meraglim sheshalach Moshe l'tor et kol ha'aretz. And therefore the meraglim that Moshe sent out to check out the entire land, or in Hasidish words, Livchonas Amidos, Shayu Kulam Lavaya, to check out their midos, everything, their whole everything, that there should be totally to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv Shlach Lecha. It's written Shlach Lecha, Lidatcha. To the best of your knowledge, to the best of your abilities. Ani Enim Mitzav Lecha. But Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mitzava that you should do that, because he knows it's not necessarily in your rishus. Okay? Yericho, or in other words, your Achshav Dibur Maisa is in your rishus, and you need to change this. It's a tzivoy. But Yemino is not necessarily a tzivoy. To change them, not necessarily, says the Rebbe. Ki avoda dechimush amidos b'shleimus, the avoda of being in control of your midos, he dafka ayde giloi bechinas Moshe ve'ena shav lechol nefesh. This was only revealed to this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, not Moshe Rabbeinu himself also, but there's this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. She'ena shav lechol nefesh. What's the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu? We know it's an Ani Ma'amin that says Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. There's never going to be a Navi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a halacha. The Rambam says if you believe otherwise, you're a kofer. Okay? Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's a yachid ha-meyuchad. And he is able to be... He was megalot to him, okay, in those 40 days, 40 nights. Ve'enu shevelechol nefesh. And it's for tzaddikim. It's for these people who are kibyachol b'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu, who are leaders, who are tzaddikim of the generation. And they're able to. But it's not for everyone. I'm going to stop here to end early this week. And Mirz Hashem will continue next week with Gimel and see more about what the Lubavitcher has to say. And have a wonderful Shabbos.